Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
When the British expositor and teacher Joseph Parker saw the suffering his wife endured as she lay dying with cancer, he was perplexed. Yes, he prayed. He cried out to the Lord, but day by day, her suffering increased, and finally she lay still. When she died, for a week, Parker, according to his own testimony, wallowed in the dark despair of atheism. He said that if he had had a dog who suffered as did the one he loved, he would have put the animal out of its misery. I thought of Parker's words as I read the comments of a Guidelines friend who wrote, "When my wife was in the hospital, if I could have gotten my hands around God's throat, I would have done my best to choke him." Fortunately, God doesn't seem to take our rebellion too seriously when our reasoning is blinded by sorrow or anger over situations we dislike, situations for which, without cause, we blame God. When you feel, as did our friend, you have three choices. You can turn to God for refuge and comfort, or you can turn on God in anger and defiance, or, as did Jonah, you can turn from God, thinking that if you put your back to Him and go the opposite direction, you can simply leave your pain and sorrow and heartache and loneliness behind you. But friend, it didn't work for Jonah, and it won't work for you either. First, you must note that the silence of God does not preclude or shut out the presence of God. Yes, you would like to see God step in and miraculously eliminate the pain or suffering in your life, or turn around the business deal that has gone sour, or let you sell your house before the mortgagor forecloses on you. But this doesn't mean that God is not with you as you go through the fire, the flood, and the dark valley. Some of life's greatest lessons are learned in the darkness. Second, realize that running from God is an exercise in futility. It didn't work for Jonah. It won't work for you either. David asked, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence?" Then he answered his own question, saying, "If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast." Friend, there's no escaping from God, no matter how far you run or how much you hide. Jonah's attempt to escape God's love only resulted in a great deal of personal discomfort and unrest. It's strange how the love which God has for you is like a bloodhound that keeps following you, sniffing at your heels, until you turn and embrace Him as a prodigal does the father. There's one more thought you need to confront. It is this. Rebellion against the Lord only results in an interruption of the flow of grace and blessing which comes from the Father's hand. It's like holding an umbrella over your head, which effectively deflects the showers that are intended to enrich your life. Ignoring God or rebelling against Him never disallows His purpose or will, which ultimately turns your heart back towards Him. But it's a painful, lonely, dark detour through the night. Though I have never been in the darkness of a well in midday, I have heard it often said that in a deep well, you can actually look up and see the stars overhead. If we could but see as God sees, how quickly we would turn to Him instead of turning on Him in misunderstanding or turning away from Him.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.